15. With two paddles, our trip back home was very hard. We had only a small chance to live. But with only one paddle, it was impossible. The canoe was too heavy, and the storm was too strong. The wind pushed us further and further out into the cold Atlantic Ocean. I didn't want to give up, but after about 20 minutes, I stopped paddling. My body had lost all its power. My arms wouldn't move anymore. Tagalong was crying. Teddy was still lying in the middle of the canoe. Was she alive or dead? I didn't know. Suddenly, I heard a voice. Georgia, hold on. Hold on. Where was the voice coming from? Slowly, the canoe started to turn towards the right. Was someone pulling it? Who? How? I couldn't see anything but the black waves around us. Georgia, don't give up. That voice again! It was a woman's voice, very soft and far away. But I could hear her words clearly. Don't worry, Georgia. I'll save you. I'll never let you go. I don't remember anything after that. I lay down on the bottom of the canoe next to Teddy and Tagalong. I was so tired and cold that I fainted.